7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
うるせえよ、うるうるせえよ、うるせえよ。
カープか。
まあひどい、何度も低いクオリティ。ピピピ。
おカス、うるうえ、カス、カス、うるうえ。
Okay. Am I ready to do this? I guess we got to start this at some point in time, don't we? Yeah, now is as good a time as any, even though we're running a little bit late. Hello! The current time is 1931 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Characters Committee. Yeah. It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee once again. I'm drinking tea. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm a tea-drinking fool. I'm drinking some more of that, that oddball green stuff. That generic unknown mystery. Could we even say dubious green tea? Yeah, that's what I'm drinking today. Oh, and guess who just walked on me? Hi. I was wondering where you were. Pippa has arrived. It's been a slow morning so far. I hadn't seen my cat. She must have been upstairs sleeping. Were you sleeping upstairs? That's good, kitty. Okay, so hold on. I guess this means it's time to set up the kitty pit. We gotta set up the kitty business pet. Oh, no. The cat's... Is she walking away? No, it doesn't look like it. She's not going very far. Okay, so, I made quite the effort. Okay, the cat is walking away. She's going into the other room. I made quite the effort yesterday not to take a nap in the afternoon, because I got up late yesterday, and even after eating lunch after Dubious Goals Committee, I was a little sleepy, and I had to keep myself busy so I wouldn't take a nap. And then, you know, around 5:30 or 6 p.m. local time, I started thinking, yeah, okay, I'm catching my second wind. So I started to do some other stuff, and what did I do? I don't even remember, but I gotta go to the store again today because I forgot to get sugar 2 days ago, and now I'm running low on sugar. Anyway. Good tea. Wait, what did I do? What was I doing? Oh, I don't remember. What was I even gonna tell you? What was I leading into? My mind just totally went completely and utterly blank. So yeah, yesterday I ate lunch, I didn't sleep. I can't remember what I did. Although, didn't I go somewhere to do something? I remember going to the post office. What else did I have to do? I don't remember. And so, the long of the short story long business. Yeah, so by midnight I'm totally wired, and once again, went to bed between 2:30 and 3 o'clock. I thought, okay, that'll be fine. I'll wake up early. I didn't wake up early. I woke up 15 minutes before noon. That's not good, but at least I slept okay. I slept pretty good, but it's cold again. It's cold again. I had another weird dream that didn't make a lot of sense, but again, once again, it was sort of food related, and I had a question. What am I going to do with these baked potatoes? No, they weren't baked potatoes. They were sweet potatoes. I was going to bake some sweet potatoes, and I turned on the oven, but then, I don't know, I decided not to do it or something. Then I woke up. I don't know. It was freezing. It's too damn cold today. It was really foggy last night, though. At one point in time, I looked out the window, and it was just the street light was this cone of fog. And I said, oh, a cone of fog. That's pretty cool. So anyway, it's cold. We're not doing anything. We're not going outside. And I'm freezing. What else is new? Okay, so what else? I'm trying to remember what I was doing last night. I can't remember. But I remembered this, a thought. I don't know how I got started on this, but... Oh, wait, I kind of remember how I got started on this. Basically, I was thinking about racing, because I was watching some motorcycle racing, and I watched car racing, and basically, the committee is aware that I like racing in general. And so I thought, I never get to go to any races. I never get to go to a race. Blah, blah, blah. I never get to do anything. But... is that entirely true? I can go to races. I can go to radio-controlled car races. I know where they are. I live very close to the radio-controlled car racing track. Isn't that convenient? Convenient and easy to get to. Just get on the street and drive that way, and we're there in like 5 minutes or less. And of course, I know there's some committee members who are listening saying, yeah, Tobe, we know you've taken us there before, but it's been a long time. And have we ever been in there during the winter races? I know we've been there for the outdoor off-road races, but have we ever been there for a carpet race? I don't know. I'll have to look into the schedule and see when they are racing next. Maybe we can go out and watch some carpet racing. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking... carpet racing? They race carpets? What are they? Is it a flying carpet race? Okay, one, I would go to flying carpet races if they existed, because nobody needs a flying carpet more than I do. So I can race it, you realize. Two, no, they don't race carpets, they race cars on carpet. That's the track. The track is made out of carpet. For ultimate grip. That sounds crazy, but it's actually like the best surface to race on. Because these cars go insanely fast. You need a lot of grip because you need to maintain control. And these cars go much faster than real cars scale speed-wise. You know, your basic F1 car is going to hit around 200 miles per hour, around 320, 330 kilometers per hour. These cars are hitting 500-600 miles per hour, you know, in the 700-800 kilometers per hour range, scale speeds, not actual speeds, but scale speeds. And so you can't drive them on concrete. You can't drive them on a gymnasium floor. They'd just slide all over the place. They'd be crashing constantly. There'd be no control whatsoever. So yeah, you just get some Berber-style carpet, some real low-loop, smooth carpet. Oh, and they love that stuff. Zoop, 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 zipping around and doing fun stuff. Hi. Hi, baby. Pippa has returned. Hi, you want to smell my shirt? You want to lick my... Here, lick... lick the microphone. Maybe they'll hear it. Okay, come on. All right, I gotta reform the kitty business, Pit. Okay, get in the kitty business, Pit. Get in here. Be in here and be in a baby. And, get in here. Get in the kitty business, Pit. I was thinking about this last night. because I was thinking about radio controlled cars and radio controlled car racing. Uh-oh, my sinuses are gonna freak out here pretty soon. Because I was thinking about this stuff, I was reminded of a cool thing that I used to see. And the reason I was reminded of that is because I was recharging the batteries. And if anybody was listening to the show yesterday, you'll remember we had some kind of weird failure. I don't know what happened. And so to help alleviate any problems, I charged up the batteries. And maybe that's going to help us today, right, Peppa? But then when I was recharging the batteries, I started thinking, damn, do these need to be discharged? Because, you know, there's certain types of rechargeable batteries that need to be completely discharged in order to be recharged properly. And I was concerned with that because I didn't completely discharge the batteries, even though they were pretty much dead, you know. Anyway. And it was this process of discharging batteries that reminded me of radio control car racing. Well, Tobe, how could that be? Well, radio control car racing is all about battery maintenance. It's all about batteries. Pretty much everybody's got all the same gear, and then it becomes a battery thing. And who can maintain the perfect battery charge? The perfect charge, the perfect levels of holding. It's very complicated. And to make a long story even longer, you gotta discharge these batteries, or at least they used to have to discharge these batteries before recharging them. And how would they do this? Did they have some kind of fancy digital electronic device? No. They've got all the digital chargers. And there are battery chargers out there that will discharge batteries as well, but a lot of these guys preferred using a homemade device that they would make out of a spare battery connector jack, some wires, and like a dozen automotive light bulbs. So you go to the car supply store and you buy a dozen, like, not headlights, but like side indicator light bulbs. And you wire these all up in parallel, and you hook them to the battery connector. And so when you're done with the race, you take your battery out of the race car and you plug it into these lights, and the battery discharges through these lights pretty quickly. I'm talking about, you know, 3 to 5 seconds. And so there's always this cool part at the end of a race, you know. All the racers, this is probably half a dozen, eight guys, maybe. They pick up their cars, they take them off the track, they go back into the pit zone, which is just a bunch of, you know, like work benches that are all lined up like picnic tables in a beer hall during Oktoberfest. They all put their cars down, they take the batteries out, and they plug the batteries into the discharging lights, and then there's just this flare of light. That then fades out. Because you got 8 or 9 guys doing this, right? And as soon as you plug the lights into the batteries, they're super bright. They're super duper bright for about 2 or 3 seconds, and then they fade until out. Battery's discharged, battery goes into the battery charger, prepare for the next race. But that was always my favorite part, and I don't know if I've seen that in a while. We should go to the carpet track. I love watching that light flare after the race. It's kind of weird, but you know, it's kind of cool too.
Eh?
You gonna tell me how good I look? I lost 15!
Pounds? Wow!
Ounces! My clothes are hanging off me! Yeah. Oi, Colt. Please tell me those ain't Heisenberg Brothers bagels. What kind should I have?
I'm uncertain.
I haven't had bread for months. I've had a wall here for a Kaiser roll or something starchy. Oyster crackers. Anything! A sandwich without bread isn't a sandwich! It's meat with mustard on your hands! What's that one, Poppy?
Here it is.
Now remember, no skateboarding until you've done your homework.
Hi, this is Nathaniel Heugenstamm from Psycho Dreams Real Estate, and we've got a great new property for you and your family. Okay, we've got some unique architecture through these buildings. We've had professional painters flown in from Chile so they can really take care of these walls. No one else will have a house like this in this street. Come on through. This place is huge! As you can see, we've got a painter here working on the property so it's nice and clean and brand new. Here's a great entertainment room for you and your guests. It's time to go check out the lovely pool area. As you can see, it's great for entertaining guests. We're selling this property today. You're interested in buying?
Beautiful, definitely a renovator's dream.
Sir, are you interested in buying this property today?
Damn right.
Could you see yourself bringing up maybe a family here, some kids?
Fuck yeah.
You're gonna have to make your mind up for yourself and contact us on 976 Psycho Dream Real Estate.
Everybody needs a skater house. Trash the house, spray paint the walls, you're good to go. That was, of course, Possessed to Skate by Suicidal Tendencies. And I kind of had a little issue there because I wanted, obviously, to play the original version. And that's what you heard at first. But the recording is so terrible that I had to play the Redux version. So I played basically the beginning of the video of the original one, where the kid's standing there on the sidewalk as his parents are leaving for vacation. And the mom is saying, oh, and I made some sandwiches for you, and if you ever have any trouble, I'm going to give you a call. And then the dad says, and remember, no skateboarding until you finish your homework. Did you recognize that voice? Who was the dad in that video? Oh, that's right. It was none other than Timothy Leary. What's up, Daddy-O?
Oh, yeah. Well,
Okay.
I believe...
Whoa.
...that some things must not be left unsaid.
You tell him,
Toshiro. There will come a time when you will ask yourself, what did he do in the war? This man, Yamura.
Mr. Yamura, I like you.
That's pronounced Yamura.
Well, because you come right to the point.
In a sense, you're here because you drive a car the way I conduct my business. You come right to the point.
Yeah, no. Don't believe the hype. That's not a Japanese thing. Coming to the point or speaking about anything specifically or directly is definitely not a Japanese thing. Okay, wait, before I go on, we just heard Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Two Tribes. That's the super sweet Hibakusha version. And it's awesome and stuff, but as soon as we got out of that, guess what's on TV? Guess what's on TV right now? Oh my God. One of my favorite movies. Grand Prix. You know how much I love racing. I even love movies about racing. Starring, all the coolest stars of yesteryear. James Garner. Yves Montand, not his real name. Nobody in the world is named Yves Montand. And of course, Toshiro Mifune. Oh, Mifune-san. Playing Mr. Yamura. The greatest Japanese actor ever. And I even say that, is he better than Ken Watanabe? That reminds me, I gotta watch Tampopo again, and that's like on YouTube. So... here they are, get ready for the race at Spa-Francorchamps.
So what's the point in talking about?
That's what I say, but we talk about this business of rain every year. It's damn well time we did something.
Yeah, it's going to rain. It's Europe. What are you going to do? So it's a spa town. And you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Manon Radio. Yeah, Anon Radio. So now I got to eat a sandwich and watch this movie. So bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.